noises on the top floor that the place was finally sold, but no one had any idea who our new neighbour would be. "Some nice, unremarkable couple just like us," Graham Fraser cheerfully assumed. "And us," I added more thoughtfully. I stood to one side to let the woman and her puffing retinue pass by. She was walking upstairs backwards and would have collided with me if I hadn't put out my hand to steer her away. She wheeled round at once. "Oh, God, sorry. Can't even look where I'm going. Hang on a sec." The last words were called down to the two young men. The one on the lower end hitched his shoulder under the padded arm and stared up in sweaty disbelief.
"Don't worry about us. We've got all day, Cole, haven't we?"
Ignoring him, she introduced herself to me. "I'm Lisa Kirk. Just moving in. Number 7.
"Let your end down, Cole." "Right you are."
I told the woman my name and pointed to our door. She was younger by far than anyone else currently living in the flats. I would have put her age at 23, although I learned later that she was actually 27, 15 years or so younger than me. She had fair hair with blonde streaks and a soft leather rucksack slung over one shoulder. Even her combat pants had obviously come from somewhere expensive and fashionable,